The theme of the symposium is towards a people-centered human rights state in South Sudan. Now, what this means is we have partnered with the College of Law at the University of Juba to bring together academics, policymakers, justice sector actors, and citizens of South Sudan to be able to discuss what kind of people-centered human rights state do they envisage for the country, given where South Sudan is at the moment, having recently signed the peace agreement and the formation of the Transitional Government of National Unity. This is obviously an important discussion and an important thing to do as the country looks forward to chart a future for itself and determine what kind of a human rights state they envisage.
Yes. Now, tell me, if I was going to attend this symposium at the University of Juba, what should I expect?
What you would expect is we have some very key and prominent speakers from the region who are going to share their experiences. We have speakers, academic speakers from Rwanda. We have academic speakers from Kenya. We have also academic speakers from as far as South Africa who are going to share how they have dealt with post-conflict situations and determined the kind of human rights states that they want. So we hope that these experiences will be shared with our South Sudanese counterparts as they look to determine what is the best for them as a country.
Now, can you tell us what topics will be covered and why?
We are going to cover a significant number of topics. We have a session which is going to focus on enshrining human rights in the Constitution. Now, the Constitution is essentially the bedrock of any democracy and the protection of citizen rights. So this is a very important topic that is going to be covered, where we will look at the constitutional governance, we'll look at the Bill of Rights, we'll look at the role of the judiciary in a human rights state. What is the judiciary supposed to do to protect citizens? We will also have a session which will focus on how do you empower citizens and enhance their human rights awareness. So we will discuss issues related to civil society, human rights advocacy. We will discuss how law schools can engage in community outreach so that the people have a better understanding of human rights. We will also have a session which will focus on developing institutions that administer justice. And under this session, we'll look at issues of accountability for human rights violations in post-conflict situations. We'll look at the traditional as well as the statutory systems. And under this, we'll look at the different types of courts that can be used within transitioning legal and justice systems. So transitional arrangements, we'll look at what are the most appropriate courts to deal with violations of human rights issues.
Now, just let's go back to the theme of this this symposium, which is towards a people-centered human rights state in South Sudan. I mean, like, how relevant is this theme when it comes to what is really happening in the country right now?
Well, this is exceptionally relevant because really the goal is to promote greater awareness and dialogue amongst the people. Only when the people are able to dialogue and are aware of their rights will they be able to actually claim their rights. If there is lack of awareness, if there is no dialogue, the experiences of other countries have shown that in post-conflict situations, it is important to talk about these issues. If these issues are not talked about, if no mechanisms are put in place to ensure that people receive their protections, then it becomes a challenge. So for South Sudan, where it is today, it is important for the people to be able to talk, and for the people to be able to be aware of their rights and mechanisms that ensure that their rights are protected.
Romaldo, just before you go, what is your final remarks?
My final remarks is to continue to wish the people of South Sudan peace. There are institutions in South Sudan that are working towards that. I think there is agreement on all the parties, particularly those who are attending the symposium, that this is very important, and that people will continue to work towards the support of the people of South Sudan.